Joe Ayala was ready. View from thebleachers.com.
Joe. Miller. Yeah, Joe, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon.
Good to see you, Joe, and hear from you as well. You know, I was saying to Kenny, what did you do? Your view from the bleachers, what were you in April until May, until they got the bleachers set up? You weren't the view from the bleachers at Wrigley, I'll tell you that. View from the rooftops or what?
Yeah, we had to be view from the TV.
That's what I thought you probably would do. That's what I would have done.
Bullpen today. Soriano signed. Obviously, they had some problems with Rondon. Strop, Jason Mott, trying to shore up the back end of the bullpen. Soriano, I don't know where he starts. Is it Iowa? But he signed to a minor league deal today.
Yeah, it was a good signing, I think. I was a little worried about the signing because I knew that the Cubs were interested in him, and I was afraid that they were going to overpay. But everything that I saw, it's a very low-risk deal. But if Soriano can do what we hope he can do, then, it's a way for him to get back into the swing of things and earn a deal. If not, it was a low-risk, high-reward deal for the Cubs.
And, Joe, what I like about it is the relationship with now Cubs skipper Joe Maddon. He knows him. He knows how he used him successfully before in Tampa Bay. I'm guessing that both sides had a great deal of comfort knowing that the player and the manager have worked together and had success in the past.
Yeah, I think so. I think one of the things we've seen with this regime since taking over is they tend to gravitate towards bringing guys with familiarity. You see lots of deals with Boston and deals with San Diego. You see bringing in guys like Joe Maddon, who they interviewed prior. You see guys that are just coming in and basically being guys that they're familiar with in the past.
I'm a Jason Mott guy, whether it was when he led the majors in 2012 in saves, then he had the arm trouble, came back last year, free agent signing with the Cubs this year. I watched him on Sunday close out the deal against Washington as they took 3 of 4. Is Mott maybe moving up the ladder and starting to draw Madden's eye, if you will, if he was to single out a closer instead of the closer by committee thing? Mott making his case that he might be the guy and try and duplicate what he did in St. Louis?
Well, I don't think so. I think you'll see Mott continue to be a setup type of guy. I still think that this is Rondon's job to lose because I don't think you're going to see Soriano immediately come up. And so it'll be a matter of whether or not Rondon can now see if we could see him be effective with the fire under him now. Personally, I don't think Rondon has been as bad as people have made it seem to be, but he hasn't been lights out. So I think that hopefully this will light a fire under him a little bit and help him come out and pitch effectively. And if not, I think that Pedro Strop is probably next in line. We saw Maddon go to Strop in Washington on Saturday, so I think that Strope would be next in line if Rondon faltered.
It looks like even though they got whacked by Colorado last night, a lot of people feel already, even though it's June the 9th, we're in not even middle of June yet, haven't hit the first day of summer. This is the Cardinals cruise control to the finish line, but that the wild card will be very much contentious, which brings us back to Javier Baez, broken ring finger, left hand, sliding, Iowa. Trade bait now. I mean, if he gets healthy, it looks like perhaps this is going to be a guy that they're going to look to peddle, maybe to shore up pitching. What's your take on Baez? The wonderkind, hot prospect a year ago, not necessarily falling out of favor, but certainly could get a change of laundry here pretty quick. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I just wonder what his value is at this point. Obviously, coming off of an injury where you're missing the at-bats, doing well this year prior to that, but again, struggling prior to that. So I don't know. I just don't see his value being tip-top right now, and I almost wonder if, this is just kind of a lost season for Baez. I think he'll come back, and they're saying 6 to 8 weeks, and so basically that puts him in that August time frame, and I think you'll see him get some at-bats down in Iowa at that point, and then potentially be a September call-up just to get him extra at-bats at this point and see how he does before the end of the year. But right now I just don't see him being in the centerpiece of any deal for a pitcher. And personally, I don't know that I see that the Cubs will go after a pitcher this trade deadline, a big name. I think you'd be more likely to see them go after somebody like Jordan Zimmermann in free agency.
Yeah, pitched against them on Sunday. If you were to take the 25-man roster and the most out of nowhere start to the season, would it be Jason Hamill? Because he's been I don't want to say brilliant, but he's certainly doing better than I think a lot of folks thought that he would do in that rotation. Jason Hamill pitching above projections, fair to say?
Absolutely. I saw him pitching on Saturday in Washington. I was there at the game, and he was great, aside from a long home run to Wilson Ramos and then a late-game home run to Bryce Harper. He was pretty much untouchable for the Nationals, and he just has pitched really, really good, not only this year but last year when he was in the Cubs uniform, and I think this year he's probably pitching with a little bit more security. They asked him about it because the last time that he was in D.C., around 4th of July, he was traded. So, they asked him a little bit about his comfort level there, and I think we've seen the best out of Jason Hamill. I don't think we're going to see any better than we've seen, but I fear that sometimes you're going to see a regression to the mean, like we did see last year once he went to Oakland.
When you're a team that is considered and in the conversation about the playoffs, and you go into interleague and you play a team that's also in the same vein, you start thinking, well, let's get crazy here, but Cubs, Detroit, World Series. I don't want to get nutty here.
You just use Cubs and World Series in the same
sense. I understand that. But Cubs, Detroit, interesting interleague matchup, and they got a very interesting schedule in June. I mean, this is not an easy month, and it's going to be a very telling month. And then a two-part question. That and then John Lester. A little slow start, but starting to settle in. But still, they haven't seen the real John Lester quite yet.
No, I don't think we've seen the real one or the best that we can see from him. But I don't think we're going to see the type of John Lester that we saw last year either. I think that last year was a career year, but I do think that we'll get better than we have so far this year. So I think we've started to see it over the last month or so. He started to really turn in some good outings, and so I think it's definitely going to be a signing that we're not going to regret. Sometimes people are over worried about paying for pitching, but at this point you've got to do it. But I'm not really worried about Lester at this point. I think that what we've gotten from him has been fine as of right now. A lot of it is just not his fault. A lot of it is the offense. A lot of times when he starts, they're just not getting the support. So
he's Joe Aiello. He's on the Shaw Y'all Heating and Cooling Hotline on Twitter at VFTB, right? At VFTB, View from the Bleachers. Even I got that right. Right, Joe?
That's right. You got it.
All right, man, we'll see you over the summer, and let's get back, double back on the Cubbies here with Marty and Miller. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, Joe.
Absolutely. Anytime, guys.
All right, Text for Picks, Box Office Blitz. Some people can't pay attention. I mean, no more tweets or texts. We got a winner. It started with a woman, Danielle Dolezal of West Des Moines. Good job, Daniel. Danielle, rather. Next one in line was, he didn't give us a full name. You're out. Next one is Jeff Baranowski of Des Moines. Tony Pelham Ankeny, Michael Wayne Urbandale, Gary Boyd from the 515. All right, all five winners, you'll claim your tickets at Cumulus. Give us until Thursday. We'll get the tickets transported to Trent. He'll get them at the front desk with the gals in Urbandale. All right, so those are our winners. Thank you, Michael Holm. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff Rose.
Andy Skinner, thanks, Bruce Gerleman. Wing Ding coming up Saturday on June 20th, 5 p.m. to 11. Music, entertainment.
$10.
$10. And you will be helping people whose homes need a little brushing up. Great job out of Jethro's. All right, Marty Miller, we come back. Hour one in the books. Two and three to come right on MediaCom 22, 822 High Def. And it's Marty Miller on 1700 The Champ. Hours two and three straight ahead. Presented by
Marty
Casey
Miller on 1700 The Champ. Call 264-1700.
1700 The Champ weather by meteorologist from Local 5.
Mostly clear and warm tonight, low near 70 degrees. Lots of sunshine again tomorrow, but not quite as hot, a high of only 90 degrees with a good chance of storms by Thursday. I'm Local 5 Chief Meteorologist Brad Edwards.
Are you ready to join an exciting career that houses some of your future best friends? MediaCom Careers is looking for installers, and this Tuesday and Wednesday, MediaCom is hosting their very own career fair. Stop by their Ingersoll location from 10 to 5 Tuesday, June 9th and Wednesday, June 10th to apply and learn the social benefits of MediaCom Careers. A fun atmosphere, free cable, free internet, and much, much more. MediaCom Career Fair, Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 to 5 at their Ingersoll location. MediaCom Careers, the power to succeed.
Hi, I'm Doug. For over 30 years, Russ's Uptown Optical has been providing the very best in eyewear. For three generations, a family tradition of great customer care. We offer a wide selection of quality frames in outstanding colors and styles. Our lenses have the latest in technology and design. Please come visit us, Russ's Uptown Optical, 42nd and University in the Uptown Shopping Center.
For 60 years, Kinley's Golf has provided Central Iowa with top brand equipment at top-notch prices. But what really sets us apart is our employees. Each of our employees can help you find the right club, the right fit, and the right price. Whether you're a beginner or have played the game for years, our certified fitters and experts can fit you with clubs and gear to take your game to the next level. Thanks, Central Iowa, for helping to keep Kinley's Golf a Des Moines treasure for 60 years.
Here's R.J. Tersey talking about the slogan, Enjoy Your Exile, for Exile Brewing Company and bottled beers across Iowa.
Really, Iowans are the ones in the know. They're the ones that know that Iowa's actually a great place to live. And, you know, in fact, we kind of want it to connect with Iowans in that way as well.
So, indeed, enjoy your exile at Exile Brewing Company. See them online at Exile Brewing Company and see their ad at mouthofthemidwest.com. A proud sponsor of Notre Dame football, it's Exile Brewing Company in Des Moines.
Some of the best promotion for my three dry cleaners in Ankeny, Johnson, and West Des Moines is done by my competitors. Here's what I mean. We offer free pickup and delivery. Many of my competitors charge. Our equipment is better than most of our competition, so your garments will look their best when cleaned at Ankeny, Johnson, or West Des Moines cleaners. And we accept all of our competitors' coupons, no matter what the discount. So I want to thank my competitors for sending you to my dry cleaners in West Des Moines, Ankeny, or Johnston.
An Iowa tradition, where legends are born. And mudslingers, thrill seekers, and outlaws are welcome. And if it's outlaws you want, it's outlaws you'll get. At the Saturday, June 13th MediaCom Shootout, World of Outlaws Sprint Cars plus 360s.
It's race time in the valley here in Knoxville.
Fun, affordability, competition, pride, and celebration.
Turn three, but off of turn four, in traffic, Ian Madsen will go to victory.
You want it all? We bring it. Be excited. Be entertained. Knoxville Raceway. Just be here.
Hi, it's Marty Terrell. Marty and Miller. I had no idea what soft or hard water was. Had no clue until I discovered iowasoftwater.com. That's TJ Riley. And now the water in our home is picture perfect. That's right. Soft water tastes better, and it's better for your skin in terms of health. And TJ Riley and his outstanding staff did a great job for us. Iowa Soft Water. Remember it. iasoftwater.com. Here's their number, 515-224-2129, iasoftwater.com.
Accurate Hydraulics and Machine is your comprehensive machine shop, focusing on hydraulic repairs, including cylinders and pumps of all makes and models. Accurate has been in business over 20 years and has built a reputation on high-quality work and craftsmanship with all of its work done in-house. They do precision work with some of the largest manufacturers in Iowa, including work with the construction and farming industries. If your machinery or equipment is down and you need it back up and running, call Accurate Hydraulics and Machine today. Accurate Hydraulics and Machine. 1700.